know, as somebody who's, you know, a relative unknown to the casual fan heading into this draft, perhaps the pros, I mean, what are some of the things that you want to prove in this process to the decision makers?
Me, I don't really want to prove anything. I just want to go just be myself in the workouts or interviews or whatever. Just be myself, and, you know, the team can get whatever they want out of it.
What is yourself? What type of player are you?
I'm a hard worker off the court and on the court. Very vocal leader, and very coachable, and at the same time, you know, aggressive, both on defense and offense.
Some people out there saying you need to get a lot of strength, a lot of weight put on. Is that something you agree with? Something you think you can do?
I definitely need to put weight on, but I'm strong. But I definitely need to put weight on.
What kind of player do you want to be, at least for your rookie season in the NBA?
A go-getter guy. You know, hey, Thong, get on there, let's go. And, you know, just fill in and do the work and make sure, you know, we, as a team, you know, we're together from the beginning onwards towards the end of the season. And at the end of the season, you just know that you put all into it.
Do you feel like the NBA level, the kind of spacing and that sort of thing, will that help your game a little bit?
Definitely. It will help me. You know, the NBA itself, very talented league. Everybody else is good. It's great. That's why they're here. And I feel like the defense won't have to focus on me compared to high school. So on offense. And then on defense, you know, everybody's long, so there's always going to be help. And I'm long myself, too. So I'll be helpful to the team.
How is living around the world and just bouncing from place to place, how has that affected or helped you develop yourself and your game?
It definitely helped me, you know, become very much mature. I've seen a lot. I've been through a lot. I've met a lot of people, so it definitely helped me with building relationships and just getting better as a player. You played against, you know, all sorts of levels. I played against all sorts of levels.
What are some of the things that you've learned just from some of the criticism of your game in terms of playing hard, in terms of, you know, expanding your game and, you know, just playing up to your ceiling? I mean, what are some of the things that you learned from those things?
People say I'm not skilled or, you know, I'm just an energy guy. But I like the energy part. You know, I bring that, the intensity. And at the same time, I'm skilled. But I try not to show, like, people say it's soft when you show skill. So you got to show whatever they want. But at the same time, me, I just play the game the right way and the way I want to play it.
Is there a player that you kind of emulate that plays now or has played in the past?
Kevin Garnett. Yeah. Yeah.
What about his game do you like?
Well, the energy, like I said before, and then the intensity, then also, you know, vocal leader both on the court and off the court. Defensively, you know, control it. Offensively, he was skilled with the face-up game, so that's something I can bring to the table.
Are you as good of a trash talker as Kevin Garnett?
Not so much. At least I won't start it.
When did you first start playing basketball, and what's the story behind that?
I started in 2010, and that's just from me, you know, overgrowing. And also watching the NBA itself and just got motivated.
Was that when you were in Australia or Sudan?
Yeah,
or
in Australia.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you ever see basketball or play basketball at all there?
In Australia?
No, yeah. Before you moved to Australia.
No.
Obviously a couple of Australians on this team, Dante Exum, Joe Ingles. Yeah. Are you familiar with them? Do you have any contact with them?
Dante a little bit. Not in contact with any of them, but Dante, he was in Adidas Nations, I think it was 2012. I was in the same one, and I played against him at that time. And that was the first time I met him. But other than that, I'm not in any contact with any of them. Yeah.
Do you like the term wild card? That seems to be the thing that's thrown around. Is that a compliment to you? You're a wild card in this draft?
I don't care. I don't know. They can use as many different terms as they want. I'm just going to be a player and a great person at the same time. Just be myself.
Why the NBA as opposed to 1 year in college? I mean, you know, saying that, knowing that, you know, once you found out you were eligible, you had the choice whether to go to college or go to the league.
Definitely. It's always been a dream. And to get an opportunity to get in, why not? That was one big key. And then the other thing is, you know, I've been through so many different schools in a short time period. I don't want to risk sitting out, you know, for the NCAA to go through all those schools. So it would have taken me a long time to get on the court, or no time at all. So I wanted to play straight away.
How did you shoot the ball today?
I think I shot pretty good today. better in the games than in the drills.
People know you from, a lot of people know you from the highlight, you know, the mixtapes or whatever, but do you think opponents are kind of surprised when they see your game and different things you can do when they actually play against you?
Definitely. But at the same time, what is promoted out there is, I don't know, it's the player they envision at 7 feet, but not the player I envision. But then when I play against opponents, they see it and they see a whole different player. But also a little bit of that, you know, in terms of the aggressiveness.
Do you feel like you're showing NBA teams, going overboard to show them that that's the type of player you are, as opposed to just the flashy guy?
Well, it's kind of hard because the workouts are mostly two on two, one on ones, three on three. So, and they're very fast. You know, they move on quick to the next workout, to the next team type of workout. So it's rare, you know, you get a chance to show that. But you do in terms of individualness, you know, when you play the one-on-one part or the two-on-two or three-on-three. But other than that, you know, they can kind of see it. They can see flashes of, you know, being fundamentally sound. So just got to keep going.
In the last year, you know, a lot of people have said that you've made a lot of improvements since you've started to figure out how to play hard 100% of the time, that your skill level has improved. What have you done in the last year to take that leap?
I've gained 27 pounds. That's one thing, and I've been working on, you know, just working my body, low part, you know, just working on my base and staying on balance, taking on balance shots, and just I figured out my areas on the court, and also just keep on going hard at all times and be in control of yourself, every move you make on offense, and then defensively just be trying to stop as much as you can, you know, individually.
You see yourself as a power forward, is that?
Yeah, definitely in this league.
And you have the ability to stretch forward, turn.
Definitely, okay. Yep.
What's your goal for your NBA career?
Ooh.
I know, big question.
Yeah, it's very broad. Well, first, just step in the door and work my way up. Really, just work my way up. And at the end of the day, it's all about the championships. So, yeah.
Here with the Jazz, Coach Snyder can sometimes have marathon film sessions that we've heard about. What's your philosophy about film study and your experience with that?
I love film because I learn a lot when I watch, and you improve a whole lot when you watch. Well, to me, I improve a whole lot when I watch, and I see a lot of things that I'm doing wrong, even as I'm on the court, and somebody would explain to me something that I'm doing wrong. I would ask somebody to tape it so I can see it, you know, how I did the footwork, what I did wrong, what I could improve, how I can make it faster, how I can slow it down, you know, to get a better shot, or, you know, to get a good stop on defense or whatever. Just watching over and over and over again.